The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing. Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, testing. Test your mic, please.
Testing.
We are up and running.
Can
welcome.
I turn the air off? It's so cold.
No, it's not cold. It was I just let it run for a few minutes. Oh. I was boiling. I came in boiling. So muggy out.
Oh.
Welcome to the My Wife Hates Me podcast. This is the podcast. I don't want you to confuse this with what we do on Sirius.
Don't.
People have been confusing. You know, people go, hey, I love the podcast I heard on Sirius. Well, that's not a podcast.
It's not.
What is that?
It's a radio show.
Yeah. What is this?
A podcast.
A podcast. What's the difference?
I don't know.
There's a lot of differences.
One is on a radio.
One's on radio.
One you can hear it on the radio, and one you have to get an app or something like that.
Okay, two, we take calls at Sirius.
Yeah.
We have guests at Sirius.
True enough.
Okay, we don't have guests here. We
Not
don't
very
take
often.
Calls. No, ever. Sometimes we tried it over the phone. We will get. Look, this is about our 174th podcast. So we're thinking about maybe setting up something where we could take a phone call. We just. That's
you
a
know,
lot
200
of,
is my max, right?
Yeah.
It's like it for me.
Yes. Okay, so how many pounds are you away? Come on, that wasn't bad. That was right off the top of my head. Now, here's what I was thinking. So, folks, this is the podcast.
Don't go so, folks. So, folks,
why?
Listen up here. This is the podcast. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in.
You got a big pimple on your nose right here.
I know.
Have you noticed that? Have you seen it?
Where is it?
Right there.
Oh, no.
Oh, up higher.
No.
That. Is that from your glasses or is that...
I don't know.
There's another
good Lord.
Disfigurement that's growing on your mug.
It's a real delight to be married to Rich Voss. Pointing out my flaws every chance he gets.
You point out my flaw. You point out my character defects nonstop. That's what you do. That's what you were put on this planet.
Yeah, that's what girls do. Guys don't. That's not a thing guys do.
Yeah.
Oh, should I go start fixing the car? I couldn't think of something. Wait, you want me to start jerking off in the shower? Huh? You stick to your stuff. I stick to my stuff.
Oh, really? That's what you do? Fixing a car or being off in a...
Think of a dude thing. Dudes don't really have any things anymore that are just theirs.
Well, here's what I was thinking about. Let's just do a podcast. Let's be
Whenever
smart.
Whenever I see a dude just standing with his, like, a newborn baby, I always think the mom died in childbirth. So every time I think that.
Oh.
That's a sexist thing to think.
No, that's a disgusting, creepy, morbid thing to think.
I just think he would never be standing there with a newborn.
Really? Maybe taking out the newborn for a stroll?
I just think that's not
the
thing guys do.
There's nothing worse when you get divorced when you have little kids and you go take your kids to the park on like Sunday and you're looking around to see the other fathers that don't have rings on their left hand and you go, oh, look at it's their visitation day too.
Oh,
it's so
Sunday's
sad.
Sunday's his visitation day.
So you don't feel as bad because you see that there's about 10 other guys there at the playground mm-hmm. with their kids, mm-hmm. not knowing what uh-huh. they're supposed to do. So they go, let's go to the playground.
Oh, this is, thank you for re-explaining exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
We'll do it one more different way.
You're really getting on my fucking nerves.
Why? It's just starting. But why? You told me before, you said, try to be aggravating and do as many voices this time as possible.
I didn't say try.
If you feel the need to sing, I think you should do it. That's what you told me right before we started.
You can sing as much as you want.
I'll sing as much as I like as I'm looking out the window tonight. Couldn't think of something that sounded rhyme with like.
Why can't we just do a real informative podcast? You know,
we don't have any information. You need information to
be
informative.
You listen to these other podcasts and they
fantastic.
Know what you're talking
they
about.
They do know what they're talking
you
about.
You ever listen to Maron? The fucking guy's smart. He's a smart guy.
Oh,
Rogan,
God.
You know how smart he is?
Oh,
okay, these two guys, they come on, they'll have a guest, they'll have topics, they have fucking...
Well,
you read a lot. You should be able to have a you
yeah,
know...
Yeah, but I can't... I'm never allowed to speak about anything that I know.
Yes.
You just shut down.
No, I would listen if it was interesting like they are. Why can't we be like the other people?
I'm going to just give you one reason why it can't happen.
Why?
You.
No, really? Go ahead. What's the last...
Really? Go ahead.
What's the last book you read? Because you read a lot.
Yeah, I can't.
What's the last one you read?
I don't know. Probably Chuck Klosterman.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well,
fiction, nonfiction?
It's like essays. It's called He Wears the Black Hat, I think. And it's about why certain people in society are the villains.
Sounds fucking
some
boring.
Some people aren't, you know.
Ugh, sounds stupid.
It had. They talked about somebody that you love talking about.
Who, me? I was in the book?
Oh, sorry. No. He should have done you. You're a legend and a villain.
Oh, I know what
God
book you're talking
sakes.
About. It's a cool book. Who did they talk about? Dice. They talked about
no,
Dice.
No, he talked about Dice, but he also talked about that the subway vigilante guy.
Getz, Bernard Getz?
Yes.
Why
he should have been a hero and he wasn't. He became a villain.
Why is that?
Because he was weird. He didn't
fit the profile of a hero.
Yeah.
Well, he was weird as a weird person. But did he overreact?
But also he
did
never,
he overreact
he,
too?
Well, he should have. Yes, but he should have also been more like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. He never sort of gave it. Like then people be like, well, you couldn't help it. You acted out of, you know, fear and whatever. But he was like, I'll do it again.
Well, these kids come at him with a screwdriver. He pulls out a gun. Wouldn't that be enough to deter the screwdriver attacker? Which I'm sure it did. They run or they leave. And I think he shot him in the back or something. I don't know. I don't remember because it was so many years ago.
How many years ago was it?
About three.
No, how many years ago was it?
Four and a half years ago.
Rich, it was
I don't know, 25 years ago or something.
Okay, God.
I don't know. See,
was that, see, that's why we can't have a nice podcast.
Why?
Because I asked you a simple question. How long ago? 3 years. Then
that
it's
was
not...
That was...
Yeah, okay.
That was a little humor.
Little humor. Humor, he says.
Humor.
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 Can you make the huh sound?
Huh.
Humor.
Humor.
No, it's not humor. It's humor.
Humor.
Oh, I just realized Amy Schumer rhymes with humor. That's why it's all happening for her.
Go ahead.
Your name rhymes with...
Loss.
Gross.
So if you had a psychologist on, you go, why does a guy...
Oh, no, my point was this, that you made your little humor joke, but then I asked you again, no, when was it? When did it happen? And you were like, 4 and a half. It wasn't funny the first time. You kept going, see, that's what I'm talking about.
I was working my way to 25. Yeah, if you would have asked me 20 more times, you would have got the real answer. Ask me now.
The real answer is, I don't know. Quite a while ago.
Okay. But ask me again, when was it?
You don't know, right?
Ask me, I'll tell you.
When was it?
5 years ago.
I knew you were going to do it.
Did you?
Yeah, of course. You just told me you were.
Did you know it?
You said, I'll just keep doing it.
I won't do it again. Ask me, how long ago?
How long ago?
5 and a half.
Oh,
got
knew,
you. I got you.
No, I knew. I just asked you because I knew that's the dumb joke you were going to do again. Well, now you're going to try to get me to say it one more time.
I won't do it this time. I know exactly because I just looked it up on Google. Ask me.
How many years ago was it?
6 years ago. I got you again.
I said, you're not getting me. You're not getting me because I know you're going to do it.
No.
No, I know that's, you're going to do
that's
it.
That's like saying you know the magic trick, but you don't.
No, I do.
When you go see a magic act, you don't know the trick.
Oh, God. Good,
do you know the trick?
Good.
You know, when he shot those people, that
can
kid.
Can I have coffee in that thing? Can I have?
Yes. When he, see, you never know what you're going to do. You never know. Like, you don't know his background. You don't know if he was beaten up every day, if he was tormented and he has a gun and that was his snapping point. You don't know. You know what I mean? But like, I don't have a gun, so I don't know how I would react in different circumstances or situations. You know what I mean? If I had a gun, because there is times you going,
these people are fucking dicks. Yeah. And I'll take them out.
I'll take them out.
They wouldn't.
Huh?
You wouldn't.
Or you might shoot in the
air.
Do
you hit people? Do you walk around hitting people? No.
No, because that's different than having a gun. You might not be able to defend yourself.
Oh, God.
You know, they could beat you up.
That's, so you're saying when I go to hit people, I think about,
I don't go to,
I think about the consequences. But when I have a gun, I don't think about the consequences.
Well, you know, when you have a gun, you I don't know because I don't have one, but I would imagine
why do you keep telling everybody that you don't have a gun and where we live? And if they're into home invasions.
I don't have a gun. Ask me how long ago Bernard Goetz was.
How long ago?
7.5 years. Oh. Is scanning your... GarageBand is scanning your system for audio devices and has to detect...
Please don't tell me that this
a device named AirPlay. If you want to use device, do not disconnect it during the scanning process. Do you want to use this device? No. We're doing what we do.
Is it working?
Yes,
it recording?
It's recording. It says it's recording.
God, if it's not recording, I'd kill myself.
I'd kill because I'm fucking on fire.
No, I'm not. Not because it's a good podcast. I just don't feel like doing them. When you said we did 174,
this is
like,
174th.
This is too, it's too many. I think
that's
I think
a lot
we
of
should
podcasts.
Start doing them every second week.
No.
Do you know what? Race Wars podcast. Kurt Metzger and Sherrod Small.
What about it?
They got it on Sirius now.
They have a 4-week trial run.
Oh my God. Wow.
I know.
Wait a no.
I have a radio show on there. I know what's going on in the building. Yes, you know.
Well, I don't. I didn't. I just found out from Sherrod yesterday.
Yeah, they got a 4-week trial run. I mean, I'm sure it'll get picked up because it's good. They're both
good. I said,
good.
Are you still doing the podcast? He goes, yeah, we just released it as a podcast the next day.
Oh, well, they're different. We have a radio show. They're doing it, whatever. Whatever they do, good luck. I hope it works. They're both good guys and they're both funny.
I think we're working too hard. That's what I think.
No.
I think we did one thing.
They're not going to get paid when we get paid. Don't worry. We're making, what, $40,000 a week?
I asked him if he was getting paid.
What'd they say?
He was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, good. They deserve it. They're funny, good guys.
I wanted him to say the number, but he wouldn't.
No one tells you the real number. We're making $30,000 a week. Can you imagine if we made $30,000 a week, how great things would be?
We would be living here with each other.
Things would be great. So many guys and gals make that much money a week. And we're more talented than them.
Oh,
way
God,
more.
Here we go. This, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting a glimpse into what I deal with on a daily basis. This speech happens every single day in my life. Yes. Did you not give me the speech yesterday on the way into New York? Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bring up money.
No, but it's the more general tone of we're more talented.
Yes.
Why are we more successful? Why
I'm, no,
are those
I'm very
people
happy
ahead?
With our success. I'm very happy. I just would
are
like
you?
To. Yes.
Are you very happy?
No, but I'd like to make more money. Financially, I'm not happy. Creatively, I'm happy. You got a stain on your shirt, too.
Fuck me.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
You were going to wear that outfit tonight. Everything's stained all over it. So, like I said, creatively, I'm happy. Financially, I'm not. But, I, you know, who is financially? obviously, you know,
people
not,
are.
Huh?
People are.
No, they're greedy. They always want more. How come people always want more? When's enough enough? I'll tell you when enough is enough for me.
Okay, go ahead.
If anybody out there is listening, for real, if you give me $3 million.
For real, if anyone is listening. Is there anybody listening?
No, this is for real.
It's just going out into nothing. Could you imagine if we were doing a podcast and like literally no one was listening? It would be so sad.
It would be.
Oh.
Oh, we'd be like every other podcast out there. Oh, you thought I was going to say something about somebody? If somebody, and this is, you know, I'm sure there's someone with tons of money. If someone gives me $3 million,
mm-hmm.
I won't do this podcast ever again. $3 million, I'll stop. Or
I'll start saving.
Or I'll mention your name.
What does that mean?
I'll give them a plug, you know, like.
For $3 million?
Yes, but there's somebody with so much money that $3 million means nothing.
So they have money because they're not just doing stupid stuff like that. Yeah, I'm not having this conversation.
You never saw that show?
I hate having stupid, fucking ridiculous conversations that are A, not funny, B, not real,
I'm not trying to be funny.
Like,
you never saw that show back in the day called The Millionaire?
No.
A billionaire, used to just give $1 million away every week.
No, he didn't.
Did too.
Stop.
Are you kidding me? You don't know. That's a true. You want me to look it up online?
No.
Look it up.
Mm-mm. It takes you a long time to do stuff like that.
$1 million. I don't know if it was every week, but he gave away $1 million.
I don't like watching you type with a thumb. It's really upsetting.
Yeah, but you don't mind when I carry around the house with my thumb and fingers. You know what I'm saying, huh?
That was horrible. You were like.
Like a six pack. I get it.
Or how about a bowling ball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a bowling ball or
that's
six.
A little better.
So, who else was in this book?
Clay, Dice Clay.
And what'd they say about him?
They said he's a fucking asshole.
No, what do you guys say?
Why he became famous? I don't know. You have to read the book. It's very specific and complicated. It's not like you can't just overview it.
Did he have like millionaires like Trump and Malcolm Forbes and
I don't remember
people like
everyone
that?
In it.
No.
I've been writing so much stuff lately that I really don't have time to read is the problem. And I started reading this other book, and I can't remember the name of it. You know who I started reading that? Carol Radziwills.
I don't know any of these people.
And then it was really bad and boring, so then I decided to listen to it on tape, and then it was even worse, and I never got through it.
What if she's listening?
She's not. Trust me, the housewives are not listening.
Oh, it's a housewife?
Yes.
Oh, who gives a fuck? From where?
Where do you think she was?
How the fuck would I know? From where? What?
New York. I used to like her on the New York Housewives.
Was she the tall one?
No. Well, I think she might be tall. She was the skinny one with the...
There's a couple hotties on those shows. The one who's hot was on The Apprentice. The crazy one. Brandy? Is that?
Oh,
no.
Brandy. She's
nuts. I heard her on Stern, I think.
She's from Beverly Hills. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I heard her on Stern. She's kind of out of her mind.
Well, she does that. That's the only way she can stay in the limelight. She really has no... Talk about people that have nothing going on.
No talent.
But a lot of the housewives have actually... They've made money or they were married to someone who had money or whatever. She didn't even have that.
Can someone just give me $1 million? I don't
she
even need
three.
She
just became a housewife because she's crazy.
I don't want three. I just want $1 million. $1 million. Can someone please?
Oh, $1 million's nothing.
It's a lot. I would take $1 million. I'd be so happy if someone just gave me $1 million.
What if I just gave you $1 million? I said, like, I've had $5 million. I just didn't tell you, so you can have one.
I take the million, then I punch you in the head.
Would you?
No, but you don't have $5 million.
You're actually looking at me like, do you?
No. I just want $1 million. Is that asking too much in life? $1 million? It's not even a lot.
Again, I don't have these stupid fucking conversations with people. It's annoying.
Why? You always tell me to dream. You always say you don't
dream.
Yeah,
but I don't go in the podcast then and then be like, I wish I had $1 million.
What?
I wish I had $1 million.
Norton has $1 million.
Norton gets $1 million. Opie's house is huge.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bonnie's acting.
I dug deep for that one. I did a lot of
I was fucking driving in the car.
Were you?
I was driving in the car.
Yeah, I heard that part.
And I was listening to comedy, the comedy channels. And fucking
bouncing around on the comedy channels.
And I don't even know how old it is, but there was a Doug Stanhope had a bit on there about breast cancer. And it was so fucking funny. Right, it was so funny. I'm fucking laughing, and you know, even if you're listening to a comedy, you go, "Oh, that's good."
Yeah,
you know, a lot of times you go,
"You're not like giggling you're not away." Like,
and then another thing, you go,
"What was the bit? Can you sum up some premise of it?"
He just went from breast cancer to raping a football player.
Oh, I kind of remember
stadium.
That. Yeah.
And it's so fucking good, and it's so obscure, and it just goes from one place to another, and you're going. This fucking his mind. It's unbelievable that somebody's mind could think this fucking disturbing and funny at the same time. Yeah. And I'm in the car and I'm fucking laughing. And people must drive by and look at somebody doing that thinking, oh, look at that crazy fucking person. But it was extremely, it's got to be, I don't know, even know how old it is, but it was fucking, I was going to text him and go, this is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. And Chris Rock, the other night, well, I was working on new material, so I went down to watch him, and he did a bit. And the next day, I don't want to say the bit because it's not out yet. I'll tell you in the car, but I quit all day long. I'm thinking of the bit. I'm going, this is so fucking funny and so clever and not really, like, you could have thought of it. You're going, why the fuck didn't I think of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't have the mind of Chris Rock. That's why. But it was just so funny. So those are the two really funny things I've heard lately.
Well, thank you. I didn't know we had that.
That's a new segment.
It's a new segment in the program. Two funny things I heard lately.
Two funny things.
There's two funny things I heard lately. I don't know. I can't think of.
Nothing?
You said something funny yesterday in the car.
I said a lot of funny
maybe
things.
To,
when Norton goes, I hate my... No, what did he say?
Because I've never hated anything more than this camera, and you said...
It's because you've never been married to Bonnie.
That was funny.
I've never...
In the moment, it was really funny.
Yeah. Well, I had a lot of good funny lines. I was on point last night. A lot of people... Last night, let's talk about it.
Okay, calm down, legend. All right? It was two funny things that we heard. I thought it was a new segment. Look, I don't give a shit about doing any of this stuff, but you are so fucking, like... you just oblivious that there's a life going on that is not about you.
That's not true.
It's just unfucking bearable.
I was going to talk about you.
Look, I could give a shit about doing this podcast, but doing it anyway. I'm forced to fucking sit here. But do you have to just constantly like me?
Hold on, she's getting ready to sing.
It's unfucking believable how horrible you are. It's tragic that you cannot see what a bloated pig you are to me.
Bloated? What?
I don't know. I couldn't think. Sometimes it's hard. What? You're singing. It's hard.
You don't call people bloated. That's not nice.
I just mean your head. You're like, you're a fucking arrogant.
I am a little arrogant, I think.
A little
bit?
Holy shit. Holy motherfucker. Shitty poo-poo.
Whoa, learned how to, Canadian cursor.
Well, I can't go past three, clearly. I get mixed up.
At times, I could be a little arrogant, just a little. Speck.
Oh, when you do that with your hands, that's...
A little speck.
How big your fucking penis is.
Oh, really? That's how big my penis... Now we're doing penis size fucking jokes? Whoa, oh, little penis joke got me. Woo-hoo. I got you last night from behind.
I'm going to do two funny things that I saw. And then when Bonnie starts on her two funny things, and in fact, one of them was even about me. I'm just going to cut her off right there. And I'm just going to take back over about how great I am.
No, I'm not. I want to hear the second funny thing.
I don't even have anything. That's not my point.
That's what you said.
My point is not that I even care about any of this. My point is that it's crazy to not have to be able to look at yourself at any time and be like, oh, geez, I should probably ask her a question about herself once in a while.
Oh, I've already asked her like three or four of those.
Already, yeah.
See, when I do, you make fun of me.
No, that was not.
Yes. Yes, or already.
What did you ask?
Have you read any good books lately?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So is there certain questions?
Also, Rich, you don't think it's, if you had to sit here, think about it if you were me for a minute.
How can we always sit in the same seats, too? Every time we do this podcast, if you think about it.
No, I have.
Have you thought
about it? Oh, yes. When we're not doing the podcast, that's all I do is think about it. Oh, we sit in the same seats.
We sat in the same seats.
We sit in the same seats.
Every time.
Every single time. We never changed. Not one time.
Not once.
Nope.
Isn't that weird?
It's very weird.
Isn't it crazy?
No, it's not. It's normal. Do we always sleep on the same side of the bed?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, even if we're in a hotel.
You know why? But all your stuff is on that side. That's why.
Even in a hotel?
No, I like the...
So that's why. Because you chose that side.
I like the left side of the bed.
Sometimes in a hotel, I choose the other side. You go, no. That's my side.
Yeah.
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 I like how you're fucking not even, you're going to just ignore it.
Ignore that.
Not even bring it up.
What, my side of the bed? Bring what up?
No.
What, something you did nice? The sandwich you just made? That was nice. The sex we had last night when you were drunk?
No, because I know for a fact if it had happened to you, you would have been like, talk about that on the podcast.
Instead,
you chose to start the podcast with, Mark Maron is a wonderful...
No, and Rogan.
If you guys scroll down just a couple of episodes, you'll find mine, which is one of the best, I think, that he's ever done.
I don't think it's one of the
best. I'm a legend!
I want to bring up, there's a couple of things I want to bring up. I didn't know what to go with first, but I'll go with this one first. And you don't only, I don't think you know that I know this, but I was on Twitter. You, I don't think you know I know this. So I'm going to surprise you that I know this, are in the top 50 female comedians. You're in the top 50.
Caroline alerted me. Caroline, namesake of Caroline's Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Alerted me.
You're in the top
50 this morning that I was
female comics in Mademoiselle.
A nice article on Mary Claire.
Oh, I said Mademoiselle.
It's Mary Claire, even though you feel like you should say Marie Claire. It's Mary Claire.
It's a female. It's a book. It's a magazine. A great female magazine. A female magazine.
Right.
It's a fashion
magazine.
Well, yeah, but it's also about pop culture.
But it's also a little bit hard-hitting.
It's a pop culture, very... It's the female variety, people would say.
No, probably not.
Okay, it would be the female Cosmo, people would say.
Okay,
it's big.
Well, Cosmo is female.
I know, but this is the female.
Whatever.
It's big. It's not like some bullshit like...
And don't let the fact that there's only 52 female comedians in the entire world dissuade you from thinking it's...
You're in the top 50. To make a list is pretty fucking cool.
I never make lists.
Never. That's fucking cool.
I'm pretty happy about it.
See, another reward from our movie.
Nell Scovell wrote the article. And
did you hear what I said?
She's nice.
Another reward from Women Aren't Funny.
Yeah.
The movie we made.
Yeah.
We made. Another
somebody
reward.
Somebody liked it. Somebody out there liked it.
A lot of people liked it. See, the rewards come in. You know what's good about that movie? You're getting the rewards that you deserve.
You're getting
from all the
financially
hard.
Reward.
How am I? Don't make a face. You have nice bosoms. That stain though, it looks like you're lactating.
Okay, I'm gonna change my clothes before
your
I go.
Your whole outfit you gotta change now.
Oh God, I have to do this.
It's another fucking hour. Okay, so Bonnie's in the top 50. Look it up. There's 49, and she's at the top of the list.
I don't think it's in order, but I'm number 11.
I think it's in order. Tina Fey on the list?
I don't think so.
How the fuck is Tina Fey not on the
list? Maybe she is, but it's like Amy Poehler.
Is Kristen Wiig on the list?
No, I know.
I kind of love
her. So.
I'm in love with her, I think.
Oh.
I don't know something about her.
She wouldn't like you.
Oh, she would like me.
No. Mm-mm.
You don't think she would like me?
No.
Yeah, I'm a good parent.
But ask me women and I'll tell you if they like you or not.
If they would like me?
Yeah.
Okay. Maria Bamford.
No. Mm-mm. She wouldn't like you.
Natasha was a...
No.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
She, yeah, she told
like
somebody
you.
She liked me.
No, no.
Sarah Silverman.
No way.
She wouldn't like me either?
No. She'd think you're gross.
Marina Franklin.
No. She hates you. I know that for a fact.
Amy Schumer.
No. Does not like you.
That I think. Nikki Glaser.
No, doesn't like you. Every time I bring you up, she's like, please, can we not talk about something else?
Judy Gold.
Hates you.
My sister.
Hates you. But also, I was trying to, like, I meant it in a more sexual way.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sexual? All yeah. right.
So, you want to do your sister again?
No, no. No, that's gross. My daughters.
Stop.
Okay.
I told you no sexual jokes about your daughters.
All right, let me think. Who?
Oh, bro.
Sexual way or like me as a person?
No, like you just said about her, I'm kind of in love with her. I said she won't like you.
But you wouldn't like me as a person or as to go out with? Because it's two different things.
Right, no, I'm talking about like if I died and you were like looking for a new...
Would I be able to date... I talked to Parker Posey today on the air.
And she didn't like you.
She liked me.
I read her
tell.
Tweets. She was like, gross. This no. guy is horrible.
I was so nervous. I was fucking nervous.
Weird.
I don't like calling in. I was nervous.
I like her. She's cool.
She seemed really cool. I think we would get along great.
Her and you?
Yes. Because we're both independent type people. You know?
I don't even know what that means on your behalf, because you're the most codependent person I've
I'm
ever
met. I'm not codependent. She's done a lot of independent.
Can you imagine
films?
If you were married to Parker Posey and she was going off to do movies, you'd be so upset.
No, I wouldn't.
Get me in there. You better help me.
No.
I help you. You'd be nothing without me. No. I hipped you to that. Like, think about the things that you say. That
think
you,
about the
you,
things
you
say.
You wouldn't become a different person just because of Parker Posey.
I would.
You'd still be the same person.
No, I wouldn't.
The same
I'd be
fucking
different.
Bullshit.
I would be different because it wouldn't
be
less.
Like, where are you? Why didn't you call me back? Oh, you don't have your phone on set? Bullshit.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never treat
Think
Parker.
About it.
I wouldn't treat Parker Posey like that because you're different. You're not Parker Posey level, so don't try to put
yeah,
yourself.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. It's like it would be even worse.
No.
With a Parker Posey.
Mm-mm.
Poor Parker.
I'd be
her. I feel sorry for her in the scenario. Even.
I'd be her new manager.
Oh, God. Parker, listen to me. I'm your manager.
Who else would like me sexually?
Nobody.
No, as friends. Don't go sexually. Go as a person.
Colin might. Norton might again.
Gary?
No, Gary would not. Wait, how many times did you and Norton have sex? Be honest.
Are you gross?
You grabbed his penis. How many
Never.
Times? Oh, is that the universal sign for you sucked his cock? Oh my God, it's that big?
Look how weird he looked.
Stop. He's like a little baby.
He looks like Ant-Man. He looks like I can't tell if he's a...
It's not really a joke. Like, he might be anorexic.
No, I don't know if
he... Like, what if he has to go to an eating disorder clinic?
Oh man. Out of all the clinics, that's the one he's going to go to?
I know, right? That's the one.
So, Bonnie's in the top 50 female comics. And we went to Bobby Kelly's TV show premiere last
night. Great.
Sex, Drugs,
and rock and roll.
Created
with Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary. It really, and I'm not saying this because Bobby's in and he's our friend. It really was good.
Very was good, very and Bobby's good. Very good.
Bobby's great in it. It was really good to see this. I mean, to see that, you know, a guy that's as good as Bobby landed something that's good, because you could tell this is going to be a hit. You can look, you know what I mean? I can.
Bobby's smart though.
I can look.
He doesn't look like he is, but he is.
Yeah, I know. You could look at.
He looks like a real dolt.
He looks like
a
stupid
smart.
Dummy. No, he's dumb, but he's smart when it comes to business.
Like he's dumb. Yeah, no, he can't
he's
spell.
He's dumb. He's stupid.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like he wouldn't. Yeah, you could say stuff to him that he would just be like,
just
"What the
stupid.
Fuck are you talking about?" But
stupid.
I asked him to spell drawer once.
Drawer.
Yeah, and he spelled it D-R-A-W.
He didn't put the E-R?
No.
That was me that did that.
No, because you did it, and I was like telling him how stupid, and I go, how would you spell draw? He goes, draw. I go, well, how? Because then I realized he's saying it the same way as you, and I go, how would you spell it? And he spelled it the same way.
He is dumb, but he's smart.
And then he tried to pretend that it wasn't, he was kidding around. He wasn't, I could tell.
Let's name our dumbest friends.
But he's smart.
He knows how, in business. Yes, and he's good at what he does. And the fucking, let me tell you something. This is going to be a hit show, which is very good.
Don't. So I hate when you're like tapping on the table, like this is going to be a hit show. This does not make what you say any more fucking powerful.
Yes, it does.
This is.
Yes.
This is going to be a hit.
Finger down.
Let me tell you something.
I'm putting my finger down.
Let me tell you something. It's going to be a hit show.
I'm putting my finger down. It's going to be a hit.
And also, why didn't you bring up the fact that you raped me last night? Let's talk about that, Bill Cosby. Had a few too many drinks.
Yeah, you got undressed.
Woke up this morning without panties on.
You got undressed in front of me, walking around with your little bosoms hanging out.
Stop with my little bosoms
hanging out.
The
perfect bosom. They were hanging out. You do that on purpose.
No, I wasn't.
You know, that excites me when I see your little bosoms.
I just wanted to go to sleep.
No, you didn't. You know, no one sleeps with their ass naked bent over on my side of the bed.
Stop it. I fell over like that.
I can't even.
And then you came ramming right into me.
I got hard without even a blue pill. Without a blue pill.
Stop. We've gone too far. Let's back it up.
Without a blue pill.
Stop.
Okay. My shit was loaded.
Stop.
Okay.
I barely remember it. I'll be honest with you.
That's because you're...
No, see, I mean, usually like for a memory to take hold, it has to be longer than 30 seconds.
Oh, it was long. Oh, really? It was that quick?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Now
it's a small penis joke and a quick cum joke. Two fucking brilliant references in one podcast.
Uh-huh.
Then we went to the after party, and I got to speak to a little actress. A lot of people came up to me that heard my Marc Maron.
I loved you, Marc Maron. At one point, some guy was like, "Hey, I liked you, Marc Maron." And you were like, your eyes were like this. You're like, oh.
No, I didn't.
The way you were shaking his hand, like.
I don't even know who he was.
I know, but it was so embarrassing the way you were acting, like, oh.
No.
Like some fake kind of like humility, like, oh.
Oh, really?
Ugh. It was awful.
And I got to talk to Serpico. He's a great,
stupid
he was a nice
hat
guy.
On.
When I sat down, I asked the people behind me if my hat's in their way. Let me know. I'll take it off. And some guy at the party came up to me and goes, I find you a real gentleman, the fact that you would ask that. That was very nice.
Nobody said that.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
He goes, this might mean nothing to you, and it's kind of crazy. He goes, but I find that you're a real mentor, gentleman, that you would ask to take your hat off. It bothered us. And I go, I play golf. I know etiquette. It's etiquette.
Oh, that's my God. You should be like, well... When I was growing up as a boy, the ladies had to take off their gloves and the men had to remove their hats. It's just the way that I was taught at the turn of the century.
I just told them I feel nervous wearing a hat in a theater.
Did you say that? No, you thought of that line later and now you're kicking yourself because that would have been a great joke.
You don't even know what it means.
I do too.
What does it mean?
Lincoln.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, the Canadian knew something American.
See, you can't be nice at a podcast. I can't. You know, I don't ask you a lot of questions.
Guess what? Guess what this fucking podcast is called?
What?
That's you, wife, hates me.
Yeah.
Okay. Even if I wanted to be nice, I can't. I am limited by the title of our podcast. I've got to hate. I've got to bring it week after week.
What are we going to do when we go to LA? Are we going to play that other couple in tennis? I don't want to do a roast battle. It's too much work to do a roast.
I'm not doing a fucking roast battle.
I'm not even going to play tennis, I don't think.
Geeks.
I'm not playing tennis either.
We're better. That's what their roast jokes would be like. We're better than you.
Is that what they would
do? All their friends would giggle. You got them. They'd high five and stuff. Ugh, embarrassing. You don't high five your husband.
Ugh,
right?
I know.
Up top.
I don't really high five. Jesus.
No.
I think the Sklar brothers were the last to high five.
A fist pump.
Right?
Fist pump.
Yeah, do that. We fist pump. We don't even do that anymore. Yeah, I'm not doing anything, I don't think.
Judy Gold asked me the other day, like, if you're a good kisser, and I go, I can't remember we haven't kissed since the second year of marriage. She was like, what?
She called me, and she texted me today for your phone number.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. She probably wants me to do some stuff for her. We're tight, you know.
I'm the one who was good friends with her. I hooked you up.
Hey. Took me a long time to get that fucking Judy Gold on my side, but I did it. See, I put in the time, I put in the effort.
She's funny. She's good at whatever she does.
Yeah.
We have to see her play. We got to go do Artie Lang's podcast. We got a lot of shit we have to do that we... Oh, Sunday we're going to see Colin's thing.
Oh, yes.
Fuck.
Oh, yes.
We committed again.
And then we should just put in our calendars like as a recurring alarm. You know, this date every year for his new special. I should have said every month.
Who, for Colin?
Yeah, like we're going to see his new special.
I know, Jesus
like
Christ.
That was the joke.
Kathy Griffin is going, too much, Colin.
Too much.
Too much, Colin.
Colin, slow down.
Slow down, Colin.
You don't repeat everything I'm saying.
Okay, no, I won't repeat everything you say. I'm sorry. I'm getting tired.
Okay,
we
how
got
much
six
time?
More minutes.
For what, an hour?
No, to get to 40. We're only at 39.
Oh, brother.
And I'm fucking, I'm carrying this talk. Do something, please.
I have been wonderful. Do you want to hear some of my roast jokes for tonight?
No, you don't want to do that.
Roasting Big J tonight at the, we should have done the thing tomorrow. We should have done this tomorrow, so I could have talked about it.
Why? You said we should do this after Bobby's premiere.
I thought it was going to be more exciting, to be honest with you. I thought there was going to be more things to talk about. There really wasn't any. It was like, well, we went.
It was good. It was fun.
I didn't, you know, I expected to get, I did Kennedy yesterday, that Fox show,
yeah,
in the afternoon, just so I could get my hair and makeup done, so I could go to the premiere.
Yeah.
Okay.
I turned that show down.
I know, honey. I know. Thanks for telling us that. You're but better than everyone.
Did they do
You're
hair?
You're a legend.
Did they do your hair?
He's a legend.
Did they do your hair and makeup?
They did my hair and makeup, which was nice. I went to the premiere expecting fully to get, you know, discovered. And there was nobody to discover me.
Well, the guy, one of the heads from FX.
I tried to say hello to him. He was hi, and then he walked away.
Got us in, so we didn't have to wait online. But he was really doing it for Norton.
Yeah,
and I think we followed, so we had a. He wasn't doing
stop
it for
going like that.
He wasn't doing it for. I don't know if he knew who we were.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, if he knew who Norton was,
nobody knows who we are.
You know how many people came up to me last night?
Let's talk about how you forced me onto the red carpet. It was so embarrassing. You're like,
no, you're supposed to walk the red carpet.
You were like, you go to the person. We're supposed to walk the red carpet, and they were like, oh, really? What? And then you're like, Bobby. We're supposed to walk the red carpet.
No, I didn't.
Whatever. Something like that.
How many of the photographers
next thing you know,
knew us?
We were walking the red carpet, and then I know. One guy was like, Rich and Bonnie, can you turn this way? And I was like, oh, someone knows my name. Because they just had your name on the card when they hold up the card for the photographers.
Did they really? I didn't see a card.
Said Rich Voss.
No.
I swear to God. Because I was like, I even go to you. I go, then my name's not on there.
Well, how'd they get
and
a
then
card?
You go, get a picture of me and my wife. Well, you kept doing that. Make sure my wife is in it.
Wait, who had a card? Ugh. Who had a card?
Who wants to be the wife? Ugh, it's just awful.
Who had a card?
I'd rather be nobody, to be honest with you. I'd rather just not have any fame or success at all than be the wife. Make sure you get a picture of me and my wife.
I didn't say that, did I?
I don't know why it's so.
I didn't say that.
Upsetting to me. Yes. And then I go, stop saying you're my wife. And you go, her name is Bonnie.
Who had a card? Does somebody really have a card?
Yes, the publicist, that's whatever, the assistant or whoever that's standing there at the end of the red carpet. That I kept thinking, I kept looking at her like, should we go? She just stood there holding Rich Voss, and then.
Then she already had a card that I was supposed to walk it, obviously, if she had my card with my name already.
I don't know. Okay. All right. Calm down. And then.
One S or two. They didn't spell it wrong.
No, they spelled it right. And then I go, are we supposed to go? And then the photographer goes, yeah, just go. I was like, okay, I don't know.
And someone yelled, Rich and Bonnie, turn this way.
Yeah. The right here, right here, right here, right here, right here. Snap, 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 snap.
Pretty cool.
It's awful.
We should look online, see if we're on. Where do you go? You go to images or something.
I don't know. What the fuck? I don't care. I hate looking at pictures of myself. Anywho.
We got 2 more minutes.
Then we're in the theater, and the first episode of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll airs.
Well,
and
we watched another
there's
show.
There's two. Okay, but
that was cool too. We got to see another show.
But then they were playing 2 episodes of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, and the first one is done. And right before the second one starts, Rich goes, "Bobby's great."
I yell it.
And then you hear Bobby in the other side of the theater. And the thing is I was like, oh my God, you guys are men. You're full grown fucking, you're not teenagers. You're just dopey. Like other people, I'm sure, like, can you imagine like other people like just looking over at you like, isn't that guy like in his 50s? Bobby's great. It's like, oh God.
It was fucking funny.
So dumb.
We went years ago when they were screening Seinfeld's movie Comedian.
Mm-hmm.
All of us.
That's gonna be 20 years ago.
That wasn't 20 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
It was
yeah.
a while ago. It wasn't 20 years ago.
17, 18?
No,
I mean,
10 years ago, maybe.
Longer than that.
15. No, it wasn't. Whatever. We're in all the comics from the cellar are sitting together, like me, Patrice, Keith, and Norton, all of us. And every time Orny Adams came on the screen, all you heard from our section was, ugh. Ugh, we were being so mean, and I like Horny. We were just doing it like assholes, but the whole theater could hear it. I think Patrice started it, but it was so fucking funny. It was just so funny. I don't know, some things, you know, that
immaturity
is funny at times.
No, I agree, it's fun.
It is.
This is wonderful. Oh, our relationship is so fresh all the time because sometimes Rich will just do something that's so crazy.
You know, he never got back to me, Brad, about that date for you. Oh, well.
Okay. Well, I got to run.
Let's see. Here's the deal. Do you have any, don't you want to plug that True TV thing that you're on?
How to Be a Grown Up every Tuesday night, True TV.
July 24th and 25th, I will be in Utah at 50 Main in Utah. August 7th, Bridge Street Live, Collingsville, Connecticut. And August 8th, the Ridgefield Playhouse, myself, Bonnie, and Jim Florentine. Come see the show. Tickets are selling pretty good. So we will see you next week.
Will we see them?
Thank you for joining us.
Good evening.
For another My Wife Hates Me podcast.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.